Hey, everybody, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of this show, and we are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please share this far and wide. And we have a great sponsor. And let me just remind you of a couple of things. One, the dollar has lost its, 85% of its value since the 80s. That's bad enough. The banks own your money and your retirement when you put it in, the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010. Three, there's a planned currency collapse as we go to CBDC. It's already underway. This is what the BRICS are all about. And we've lost our basic reserve currency. And by the way, did you know that when the Weimar Republic collapsed economically, the whole process only took 2 months? Yeah, that's right. Only 2 months. So I firmly believe that the wise person would seek to extricate as many funds and certainly your retirement from the banks as possible. And my friends at Noble Gold can do that for you. And they're the best there is. And by the way, I got to give you a disclaimer here, okay? This should have been the Sam Bankman-Fried disclaimer, who's, by the way, walking free. But no investment's guaranteed and everything can be a little risky. And that's true. I agree with that warning. It's too bad FTX didn't have to live by that and suffer the consequences. We don't do any such bad things here. Noble Gold agrees with the disclaimer as well. They're happy we read it. But let me just say this. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 5 years, and that's after being an advertiser for six. I put my money where my mouth is. I can send you a free information packet, because if you don't act on this now and CBDC comes in, it's game over. Or if you do things they don't like and they debank you, like what's happening around the country now, game's over too. So please, let me send you a free information packet. All you got to do is go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll rush that out to you. Or you can call them directly, 877-646-5347. I like to look things over, DaveHodgesGold.com. No one's going to bug you, by the way. That's completely, I won't say it's anonymous, but they just want you to look it over and they want you to contact them. They're the least pushy group I've worked with. In fact, I'm closing another deal with them this week. Things are changing, folks, and if you don't protect your assets, the banks are going to keep them. Okay, we have with us my friend, John Wayne, and he's a broadcaster. We'll tell you all about his broadcast as we unfold the show. And we've been spending the last 20 minutes discussing Hunter Biden's email list. Yes, you heard that correct. We have Hunter Biden's email list from the laptop. And I've been going through it, and I thought we'd take a few minutes before we jump into some other things we're going to talk about and talk about what's on this list with Hunter Biden. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Yeah, you know, it's I kind of attune it to, you know, you hear that old adage, the guy that spilled the apple cart.
Yeah.
You know, may have lost a couple apples, but, well, you know, Hunter Biden.
Yeah. Hold on for you. I want to give you credit. You have made this available to me, and you found out about this courtesy of our friend John B. Wells. John B. Wells, good friend of the Common Sense Show, good friend of mine. Love John B. Was on his show a couple times back in May. And this list is out there. It's Hunter Biden's email list from the laptop.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, well, I mean, I guess before we really run with it, let's just put the put it out there, if you don't mind.
Oh,
Marco Polo, USA.org. Again, Marco Polo, USA.org. MarcoPolo. USA.org.
Okay. So. Yeah, that's courtesy of our friend John B. Wells. So we like to give credit where credit's due.
That's right.
And I only got to spend about 20 minutes going through this, John. So I'm sure I've missed a lot. But well, I mean, I mention a couple of things I found?
Oh, no, absolutely. You can. I just want to just kind of state back what I was saying is this guy, he spilled the apple cart in front of the fruit train coming down the grate. And
yeah, he
I mean,
sure
everything.
Did.
I mean, everything is derailing because of this guy.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. Well, we know about his proclivities, and I'll just give you the email route. AdultFriendFinder.com. Several emails there. We know what that's about. And then there's a fine Cupid. So we, you know, the rumors of his promiscuity and perversion are not overstated. That's all I got to say. That's one.
Well, I mean,
go ahead, John.
Well, you know, I mean, just other stuff that's come out besides this that's been they've tried to redact, or, you know, Snopes. Oh, fact finders. No, that's not real. Well, I mean, there are photographs of him doing cocaine with a naked Malia Obama, and they're literally making the lines with Malia Obama's credit card.
You know, these are facts. No, wait a minute. You're talking about the daughter?
Yeah, the oldest daughter.
How old is she?
Of age now. I mean,
okay, we got to be careful.
Say maybe 20, 21 years old, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't have any knowledge of that. I know that one of the kids is not Barack's. That's what I've been told, and I believe that story. But I don't go after kids, so I'm going to not really spend any time on that.
I hear you. But I, you know, it's
I don't. You know, the only reason we're going after Hunter is because he's compromised national security, and otherwise I would leave family members alone. But it's become relevant.
He should too. I mean, what was it? His brother's daughter. I mean, brother's wife, you know, widowed wife. There you go. He got getting involved with her. I was talking about leaving family, you know, my God, I'm sorry. I'm all over the place. Pick up with the emails, Dave, and let's run.
Yeah, it gives grieving a new context. But anyway, we have about a half dozen emails in here with the root address of Burisma. So, so much for, no, I didn't do much with them. Okay, he also had Daddy's private VP address, and he had Daddy's VP staff. We have over a half a dozen emails that has such and such name at BidenVP.com. I'm quoting from memory now, so I may have the root wrong, but it was clearly the formal presidential ad. And here's the deal. One thing I do know about presidential security and vice presidential security is family members are not allowed to communicate through formal means.
Right.
They're not allowed to use that. And yet, it's clearly in his email. So, another violation of the law here. If you and I were to communicate that way, if I were to take one of these, now this is an outdated list, but if I were to take this and communicate with someone on this list, I'd be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do that. And that's Secret Service protocol. I'd be getting I wouldn't get the knock at the door. They'd be kicking my door in and putting guns to everyone's heads, including the dogs, because that's what the FBI does these days.
I mean, it even goes to the Logan Act. I mean, you can put the Logan Act involved in some of this stuff, too. You know, I mean, operating on behest of, you know, our nation to a degree, you know, informally, illegally. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, Kerry, with John Kerry and what he did, you know, going and doing business with the Russians, you know, but everything's fine. Don't pay no attention over here. You know, we're not, it's no big deal. We're selling, you know, fission material on a tarmac over here to the FSB. I mean, we do this all the time until they get caught and then everything's out in the open. I mean, not only is it Ukraine and Burisma, but you've got Romania, you've got China. I mean, China up to the eyeballs. And we're going to get into all this, but Dave, go ahead. I mean, I like throwing a few other directors in there because everything is what it is. You know, they're going to tell you this is a conspiracy theory. These are not conspiracy theories. These are conspiracy facts. Downright truthful facts.
Yes, that's correct. That is facts. Yeah, let me say something about conspiracy theory. I talked about this the other day. And conspiracy theory was a term invented by the CIA, 1967, because people started to question the fiction that was in the Warren Report about the Kennedy assassination. And so they just started saying, well, if anyone says that, they're a conspiracy theorist, and you know they're crazy. And it's like they tried to sell America on the fake narrative that two bad people could never get together and plan to do anything wrong. So I guess I'll... bank robbers in the past have acted alone. It's just, I mean, it's so ridiculous, but they're not doing that as much anymore. What they're doing now excuse me, is they're using terms like misinformation and disinformation, John. That's what's replaced conspiracy theory.
That's right. You know, I heard that there the other day with Robert F. Kennedy saying, you know, misinformation or malinformation is what it was, malinformation. And, you know, well, they're doing everything they can to try and cover their backside. You know, the king has no clothes on. Does everybody else see the king as absolutely, is totally disrobed? The king has nothing on whatsoever, you know. But here you have the media saying, well, look, you know, oh, everything's fine. The laptop, that's Russian disinformation, you know. And then you have the Steele dossier, which was totally made up and falsified. And then you have the all the gates, right? Russiagate, Muellergate, I mean, all these different things all the way back to Watergate. And what happens when everything gets put behind a gate? Well, it never sees the light of day ever again. But they can't hide this stuff. Like I said, this guy literally derailed the apple cart, derailing the fruit train coming down the pike. I mean, if it wasn't for Hunter Biden and his proclivities and just absolute asinine ability to be a human, none of this would be as visible as it is now. Or would it have been? I mean, it's been said that the FBI had their hands on this thing long before there was ever any mentioning of it. Well, okay. So, man, I don't know. It's unbelievable to see, to hear, to understand that our country's been usurped in such a way. Literally sold out to foreign national powers. You know, and just over the past 3 days, there have been huge news breaks, stories breaking of news, where, you know, what was it, 20-some formal forms of communication to foreign nationals, you know, on the behest of Hunter Biden and his dad, then former, you know, that then vice president of the United States of America, doing these, bribery, strong-arming, racketeering. I mean, do we need to count the ways, Dave? I mean, there's so many different things that could be thrown into this in relevance to being criminality. I mean, this is a crime syndicate. I mean, and our country is being sold down the river. I mean, not only sold down the river, but we're being disarmed, people. Do you know how much stuff's being sent over the rock crusher over there in, you know, between Russia and Ukraine? Being destroyed, Bradley fighting vehicles, M113 APCs, endless counts of howitzer rounds, you know, ATGMs, anti-tank guided missiles. And then let's not even think about the small arms and then the munitions for the small arms. But, you know, I'm looking at the uniforms of some of these Ukrainian soldiers, and they're wearing the old combat boots that we used to wear back in the day that have the Jeep tire tread on the bottom of them is what you call them. You know, they're not brand new. I mean, so we're just literally giving everything away. And then once it gets over there, you know, of course, some of it's going to be used on the front. But the vast majority of this stuff is going to be turned around and sent back into the black market to find its way into South America, Mexico, and God only knows where else. I know I'm absolutely all over the place.
That's okay.
Grab the reins, bring
it's hard
in,
not to be with all that's going on. I agree with you. Just a little closure here on the email list. I only found one email, and I didn't look all that closely. Through about 3,000 emails.
I can't hear you.
Here. Okay, are we there? Do you have me now?
I hear you. Yeah, I had
Okay, I had to go to Channel B. Sorry about that. Looks like something happened at Channel A. Anyway, what I was saying was the one thing that I would say about this email list, it looks like it's about 3,000 long, but we got hookers. We've got, and if it's if it's cross state lines, like Marjorie Taylor Greene said, it's a felony.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, nothing will happen. And then we've got one Chinese reference I told you about, and I'm surprised there weren't more. But I bet he used other communication for that, so he'd have plausible deniability. That'd be my guess, because he and his dad were breaking the law with China. He's not a foreign agent registered with the State Department. And clearly he was implicating himself. And the fact the lack of these email addresses here on his laptop to China speaks to the fact that he was covering this up, because there's all kinds of data that that Congress has already gotten a hold of that implicates him in multiple levels of Chinese involvement, including the taking of bribes.
That's right.
So the email, I'm going to have to really dig through this, and I'm going to see if I can innocuously send out some email requests for interviews and just say, what can you tell us about Hunter Biden? I'd like to have you on the show.
Absolutely. I don't see anything wrong with it.
We'll see what kind of response I get.
Right. You know, I mean, there's other things, too. I mean, leading into documentation for the divulgement of all this stuff that's coming out. And another one of them is, it's called, and will you look it up? It's Typhoon Investigations by Project Time. Now, when you go to look this up, you are going to find so many misdirects, areas where you're not going to be able to find the exact thing I'm trying to tell you about. So that comes from Reed Kong. Reed, as in you're reading something, R-E-A-D, Kong, K-O-N-G.com. And it's called Project Time by Typhoon Investigations. Again, Project Time, Typhoon Investigations, readkong.com. Dave, I think it's important to throw all this out there as much as possible, because our country is in some seriously dire times. And everything that is what it is and how it is for how it is and why it is and why everything is going on to the degree for what it, you know, why it is going on, is because all of this has been allowed to go on unchecked, unabated, you know. And that's the reason why we're in the shape we're in. And to add to this, you know, I read an article the other day where they're saying, you know, well, now we've really got to watch out for the deep fakes. You know, the deep fakes is what everything's going to go to media-wise. So you're going to have presidents, vice presidents, former presidents.
Are you talking about AI fraudulent stuff?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought you were 100%. Talking about.
100%. You know, that's why everything that is as valid as it can be, as ever was and that could have ever been, needs to be put out there now. You know, that's why we do broadcasts like this. You know, Marco Polo, USA.org, ReedKong.com, Project Time via Typhoon Investigations. You know, these are two areas where you're going to get the truth. They can't redact this no more, and they can't keep it hidden. And if they do pull everything down, well, then it just goes to show their complicity. You know, that... Well, we can't have that up there. It's the same idea with the election, right? 2020 election. If it was so fair and free and, you know, not a single thing wrong with it at all whatsoever, the Democrats would be absolutely begging you. They would be demanding you to run an audit. Now that they're not having you do that to prove that, you know, well, everything's on the up and up, well, that shows you, obviously, it's the absolute contrary to that. You know, I'm running away, Dave.
No, you're like a locomotive going down the track 100 miles an hour, but you're picking up steam with these claims. Hey, there's something else I wanted to bring up that you had sent to me. I've referenced in my other venues that I believe we're headed towards a draft. Military.com has said that. They're calling for it. Actually, they did an op-ed editorial. The Council on Foreign Relations, that's picked every presidential candidate except Reagan and Trump since World War II, they are calling for a draft. And so we're headed for a draft. And you think there's a relationship between the draft and the 87,000 IRS agents, don't you?
Yes, yes, I really do. And, you know, I haven't heard anybody else make this point either. I was on a roundtable for my station, their revolution.radio, and it's called the High Council. And I was sitting there thinking, as everybody else is discussing different topics and such, and I was just sitting there being quiet. And it came to my meandering thoughts about the 87,000 IRS agents and the draft. And I got to thinking, you know, when you sign for the draft or, you know, selective service, when you go and put your name on the line, you know, and make it to where you can be drafted. And if you don't do it by the age of 18, then you're looking to face some felonious charges or criminal charges. All of that information for the draft goes through the Social Security office. So Social Security office is obviously teamed in, you know, part of the IRS, Internal Revenue Services. And I believe that what this would be, the 87,000 armed IRS agents would be the ones going out and plucking people from their homes and saying, hey, guess what? You're coming with us and you're going to the front line. Because we're seeing this take place over there in Ukraine. Them literally just plucking people off of the streets. So there was a video that came out here recently showing a mentally disabled man who'd been recorded mentally disabled since the third grade. Now, mind you, this guy's probably anywhere between 26 and 29 years old. And he got a summons from the Ukrainian military to come and enlist and serve in, you know, on the front lines. This poor guy's lucky to tie his shoes, okay? So they've got plans. And do you think that I'm on to something with that, Dave, with these RRS agents and the draft?
They're going to need massive enforcement. The one thing, this country is not awake as much as it was in Vietnam. And there's not the mm-hmm. spirit of fight in our people today as there was in the Vietnam years. Mm-hmm. But I think when it gets personal with the draft and daughters get called up because they'll be part of it too, mm-hmm. I think fathers will get their backs up, as will brothers. And I think there could be real trouble in this country. And I think we could see a massive stand down. And I support the stand down.
I agree.
If you had the Chinese attack here, you wouldn't have to draft anybody. It's just like after Pearl Harbor. They didn't need the draft right away because people lined up for blocks to sign up at the Selective Service. So that's my first answer to your question is, yes, I think you're probably onto something. But I would say this. I'm calling on America to say no draft because this war in Ukraine is illegal. We have no treaty obligation. I don't care what happens now. We've already been involved, so we've already violated the law. We violated the War Powers mm-hmm. Act. And NATO has no treaty with Ukraine. So you can't say it's our NATO association. And I think the people ought to say, no and hell no, we're not going. So 87,000 IRS agents be damned. And I say people need to hold their ground on this. And, you know, the Founding Fathers said that when the government no longer serves its purpose, okay, and I'm going to just mention a couple things here with this, John, but when the government no longer serves its purpose, they're very clear it's time to change the government. Very clear. Sure. Founding Fathers said this, and it's inherent in the documents. And so what I'm saying right now is I'm sponsoring, and I haven't got to talk to you about this yet, but I'm sponsoring a movement, and I don't want to run it. I don't have the time, but we need to find a qualified individual out there that will run an anti-incumbent movement and publicize the hell out of it, and I'll give them airtime, and I'll get them on all the shows they want to go on. And, loosely right now I'm referring to it as tossthemall.com, and that's just off the top of my head. But the GOP right now could be defunding everything that Biden is doing. Everything. From Merrick Garland's Nazi Gestapo tactics of kicking in the doors of pastors for praying in public. School board protesters like Sharona Bishop thrown to the ground. Guns pointed at family members' head. No warrant when they entered the premises. Kicked the door in. Manhandled the teenage daughter. They could be defunded. These federal agencies could be defunded by the House of Representatives. The House is really good at throwing excrement up on the wall. Look what they're doing. All they're doing is running for re-election. What we need to do is sponsor an anti-incumbency process where about 95% of the GOP is unelected because they're all complicit now. It's a big uniparty. And so I haven't told you about this, so I hope that you'll help me by throwing your weight behind this, because we need to defeat most of the GOP in the primary. I don't care if we get John the Custodian, okay? Mm-hmm. No political experience, doesn't matter. No political experience with an honest heart is better than corrupt criminals that are running around Washington like a bunch of prostitutes with their zippers absolutely down and their hands out. I'm tired of it.
That's right. So, you know, and Dave,
John, what do you, what do you think of the idea?
Hey, man, I'm in your corner. You got my weight, you know, as much as for what it's worth, you know. And the thing is, like you said, generally, like from what I've come to understand when I've had work and done work, and I mean, some pretty heavy duty work, industrial stuff, where if you're going to hire somebody, you'd be best off to hire somebody that doesn't quite know anything about the job they're getting ready to do. Because then, therefore, they can learn it outright how it's supposed to be learned. Like you said, the corruption's gotten to the point so high now where all these people are eating out of each other's back pockets. And all these back pockets generally go back to the, you know, organizations like BlackRock, Sam Bankman-Fried's type of ideas and things. And a lot of that formally goes back from there to the Chinese Communist Party. These are facts. You know, these are irrefutable facts. And anybody that says anything else is indifferent, I'm going to tell you what, man, you're seriously ill-informed or not informed at all whatsoever. And maybe even, you know, a little bit arrogant. The thing is it can be done. You know, like you said, that it's what something that it does need to be done, because we're losing our nation, we're losing our country.
Yeah, listen, Marjorie Taylor Greene's earned her stripes. Mm-hmm. She introduced articles of impeachment against Biden, and nothing has happened. Kevin McCarthy is one of them. He, McConnell, and McDaniel, the head of the RNC, are all complicit in withholding funding in the last election in 2022 for America First candidates, particularly Mitch McConnell and Ronan McDaniel.
Right.
They pulled funding for 8 Senate candidates of the GOP that were America First.
You know,
6 of them lost after all 8 were ahead. That would have changed the balance of power in the Senate to a large
extent. In reference to McConnell, I know you've seen the video of him just going mute. Now, did you see the part of the video where some woman in a green suit dress, whatever you may call it, comes up and grabs him about right at the right wrist, about where his palm's at, and just kind of just pinches a little bit, like, you know, hey, can't go there. And he was getting ready to say something about an NDA, being a non-disclosure agreement. And just as he is getting ready to talk, this woman from the right, it'd be your left as you're watching the screen, comes up and grabs his right hand. Then all of a sudden, he's just deer in the headlights. But like you said, no, it just goes to the laden of proof that this is what's going on.
What do you think she was preventing?
I don't know. That's good. I mean, we didn't get to hear enough of him talk or say anything to get an idea of a direction where he was going to be going or what he was even going to be talking about.
One thing I know I can say with accuracy, he and Chuck Schumer have an agreement. Opposite ends of the political spectrum, ideally, they're not. But they have a pact to get rid of all America First senators, like J.D. Vance.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just, you know, McConnell's in-laws, they don't own, they control the 6 major ports controlled by China. And he's making $25 million a year on maritime adventures because of this affiliation.
Wow.
He's bought and paid for by our enemies. And this is why he's soft for Taiwan defense. And very pro-China. He won't endorse Taiwan's government. He doesn't want to spend money on their defense because he's in China's hip pocket. He's a traitor.
That's right. Wow. You know, speaking of China, we've mentioned China a few different times. This may be a little bit of a redirection or something to a sort, and I want to get your take on it, and I'm pretty sure you've heard of it. But there's been a bioweapons lab discovered being tracked to Chinese names over there in Fresno, California. And from what I gather, they had like 80 plus different virulent types of pathogens, if you would. And it's not good, because we see what they did with the COVID-19 thing and how they scared the ever living love of God out of everybody. Almost literally.
Did you see they had all those mice in there that were infected with COVID?
From what I've heard, it was 700 live mice, and they found 1,000 dead mice. And they, I guess these things were, you know, after they, you know, did some testing to see what these things were full of. And my God, almost a little bit of everything, literally. I mean, everything that you could think of what would be bad to be, you know, turned loose upon this nation, it was there. And now you've got the tuberculosis flooding in from the southern part of the border. Like I said, I stated it, and I'll stand on top of my words. This flooding of the people across the southern border is the equivalent of casting rotting corpse over the walls of a castle by trebuchet, you know, to spread virulent disease.
Oh, that's a great analogy. I hadn't thought of that.
Well, that's what they did, you know.
Well, more than that's going to be coming. There are stories running in Europe right now, and we're not covering it here in the United States, but there is a new pathogen out there. It's called Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever. And what that is, it's Ebola. That's hemorrhagic fever, Ebola, you know, Marburg's disease. And right. And we really believe, we've been talking about this, Doug Thornton and I have been talking about this for a couple of years. We believe that they're going to use smallpox as an accelerant. And it supposedly is in Europe. I don't know that it's running. I've asked people I've talked to, where'd you read this? Okay, good. Okay, do you know anyone that's caught it? Have they paraded anybody out, interviewed from the hospital room? No. I think this is a PSYOP. I don't think they've released it yet. I think it's a PSYOP to get people ready. And it's supposedly 10 to 40% fatal, which is a lie, because if it's an Ebola component, it's 90% fatal. 10% have immunity. It's going to go Europe. It'll take 2 days to get here. So that could be the source of the next lockdown. But I've got another thing here. I don't know if you've heard of this or not. Have you heard about 15-minute cities in Tucson?
I haven't heard about them in Tucson, but I did see where the technology is being fully implemented in China with not only the facial recognition systems, but the 15-minute cities have QR code turnstile gates.
Yes.
Like a prison would
yes.
have.
Yeah, that's.
I haven't seen anything about down there yet, no, but if you have, boy, I'd like to hear it.
Well, the mayor of Tucson, new mayor of Tucson, she's all in favor of it. The city council has expressed support, and they have declared a climate emergency, and this is the justification. So what I'm confused about, we know we're headed for a lockdown because people around the world are starting to rise up, so they got to lock us down. They want to get total control of the resources. That's how you do it. So they're going to put us into martial law like they did before, and I think we'll find out that COVID was just the beta test. And I often said that the next thing they do would have to be much more deadly. And if we do go the pathogen route, this CCHF, Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, I think that does the trick for being more deadly. But I'm kind of leaning towards the climate change thing now. With the 15-minute cities, because they're really going out of their way now to say, oh, we have climate problems, and we know that they're using HAARP technology to create really warm weather. And you know, in the hurricane season, they'll ramp that up. And people, if you don't think weather modification is very sophisticated in use, there's UN treaties on weather modification wars.
Sure.
Can't do it. Anyway, this Tucson thing, let me digress here for a second with the climate change emergencies. I think this is what they may have to end up doing. Got a little history here. Tucson.com. This is from their city site. Okay, so this is directly from their city. A newly adopted climate action plan calls for transforming sprawling Tucson into a 15-minute city in which people can access daily necessities within a 15-minute walk or bicycle ride from home. And they talk about the organizational pattern and all the things it'll do. Let me read to you here. It says they'll have to expand the city transit service, construction of protected bike lanes, dramatic increase of solar power, and decarbonization is the goal. They want to be carbon neutral by a certain date, zero waste with carbon. 100% garbage must be diverted from landfills and recycled. So this is real. This is from their city site. And the date of this, I never heard of this until recently, is March 11th. And then there was an article here on July 11th, so just almost a month ago, that does the same thing. And it's a publication in azbackroads.com. And people have said to me, and I've talked about this a couple of people, and they've said, Dave, I'm surprised this kind of thing didn't start in New York or California or Illinois. I agree. Except if you knew the leadership that's come into Arizona now, criminally connected to the cartel, there are, most of the senior leaders are all bought off, according to the Brager Report. And I can see how this could come in Arizona, because our state government and county government, Maricopa County and Pima County and Tucson, is so criminally corrupt. I can see how they do it. And by the way, I'll mention this too, and then I'll throw it back to you for your comment. They have several pages here, 109 pages of proposals for what they call the Climate Adaptation Plan. Now, John, you haven't heard of this, have you?
I haven't heard of that to the degree for what you're explaining, no. I mean,
no, and what does that tell you? Now, the fact is, this is 5 months old. Since this was on their city site, 5 months old, and not one mainstream article about this.
That means they're trying to keep it as quiet as possible, because they don't want more people standing up and rising back against it until they've done something to maintain or quell the populace with the threat or the ire of something different.
Yeah, they've given it a name. It's called the Tucson Resilient Together Climate Action Plan.
And, well, that just sounds as nefarious gets, Dave.
Yeah, and by the way, here, they're mentioned here, they owe the origins to the United Nations and, dun-dun-dun, the World Economic Forum. And by the way, Klaus Schwab's daughter came out. I reported on this yesterday. Klaus Schwab's daughter came out, and she said, oh, there's going to be lockdowns. It may not be for viruses. It could be because of climate emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how the hell does locking you down prevent the climate from doing anything?
It does absolutely nothing. These people, you know, what I need to say to them, Dave, so the biggest problem this planet faces right now is SO2 emissions. SO2 emissions, what are those? Well, those are the emissions and gas that come out of volcanoes and volcanism, you know, and continental shelf release and things to this effect. You know, so these people, they think that everybody's a threat to the climate. I asked them to immediately go to the nearest active volcano and throw yourself in to save humanity. Please, I implore you, Schwab, Harari, all these other individuals, go to the nearest volcano and throw yourselves in to save humanity.
Oh, boy.
I couldn't help myself, Dave.
No, hey, the piece that I did on this is on page one of the search engine for 15-Minute Cities. But I found one more thing I think you'll find interesting. The reporter on this is from AZ Free News, and I'm not sure what their affiliation is. I've never heard of them until now. The author is Corinne Murdoch, and it says the date is June 7th, 2023, and it says 15-minute cities result in zoning permits that limit free movement. So they're already preparing this. I mean, this is 6 weeks. This is 6 weeks old.
This is FEMA camp stuff, man.
Yeah, this is the lead up to it. You're exactly right. The 15-minute cities, I'll just read one phrase here, have received the backing. Listen to this, John. The backing of the mayors of multiple cities in Arizona eventually will result in consequences like zoning permits that limit free movement. And they say they expect they're going to run into trouble because there was conflict in Oxford, England, earlier in the year over the same issues. Isn't this really interesting?
They've got plans. But the one thing, Dave, I've always come to realize is their plans, they're always behind schedule. Always behind schedule, I believe.
Well, they realize they're waking... right now, John, I would say this. 50% of the people have awareness we're living under a criminal cabal, and they have this knowledge to a greater or lesser degree. Only about 3-5% of the population's active like you and me and fighting against this. And if we could get that number up to 10%, the social psychology research from a group called SNARC, S-N-A-R-C, you can look this up. They've studied fads and movements, political movements, and they found that when 10% of the population become, say, committed, obsessed, then it spreads like wildfire. If we could reach that 10% figure, we would be able to stop this stuff. But this is what's interesting. There is no discussion other than these few obscure articles on this topic. This is huge. I mean, you won't be able to go on vacation. I will tell you this. I did learn this from the 15-Minute Cities concept coming out of Oxford, England, which is a UN plan. So the UN says you can only buy 3 items of clothing a year. This is part of it. You can travel on an airline once every 3 years, but not more than 500 miles. And then they will limit the amount of meat that you can buy. And hence the, you're going to eat bugs, aquatics, and plants and love it.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is, and how will they enforce it? CBDC and social credit. And if you speak out against it, we'll just take everything you own and kick you out. We're already seeing debanking going on. I mean, that's right. Did you know Dr. Mercola got debanked? Just like mm-hmm. Nigel Farage did.
That's right. You know, I wanted to add this in there as well because this is timely, I guess. We had to get our new license the other day for relocating. And as we're getting, relocating our, getting our new license, we have a question proposed to us. Do we want the extra license? It's like, well, what is the extra license? Well, it's so that you can travel freely. I go, okay, I've heard of this. I go, when is this to be activated or be, official where you have to have this or you have to go get your new, license? You have, it's going to be by 2025, she says. So, man, they're really trying to make headroads in all this. And, it was just ridiculous getting the license in the first place because, I mean, we had to provide, 8 different forms of identification.
Wow.
And I go, there should be enough paper there laying there on that desk to identify me and my wife. I go, was the same thing happening down there on the southern border? Crickets.
Interesting. Yeah. We, by the way, the organization that's sponsoring this in cities for the 15-Minute City concept is called C40. And it's Soros related, Alex Soros related. And Biden held a press conference where he honored C40 cities. And he did that in April of 2023.
Is there going to be anything that's going to come, Dave, that's going to derail all this?
Well, World War III and Great Destruction. But then you wouldn't need it, would you?
Right.
So,
well, I mean, like I said, I say like this bioweapons lab they found over there in Fresno, there's something big they've got planned coming with that.
Oh, I gotta tell you about this. You know, my friend Paul Preston, who's got his hands mm-hmm. into California politics like no one I know, and he's the head of the New California Movement, has the popular show Agenda 21 Radio. I'm talking to Paul 3 days ago, and Paul said, Dave, he said, there wasn't one lab. And I said, well, I've heard there's 9, Paul. And he goes, no, try 500.
My God.
500.
No, I didn't have a number. Nobody ever registered a number with where I was hearing this. And boy, if it's up to 500, that means some of these places are still active right now somewhere across the nation, doing whatever they're doing and releasing whatever they're releasing. The one thing I have about Fresno, I mean, that you got Skid Row, you got all the needles, you got all the other nefarious debauchery that takes place over there as well. You know, I mean, we're under attack.
Yeah.
We are under a biological attack.
I want to run this by you. And because I got taken to task. The Pope came out and said that we can't. I'm trying to think of the exact what he said, but I'll just basically just say it in my words, that people should be euthanized that are permanently disabled. And then they withdrew the comment, and then they started scrubbing all over the net. I read it in 3 different places. One of the places I read it was on Breitbart. And I can't find it on Breitbart any longer, but I was sober and I read it. Okay? And people say, "Oh, he wouldn't say that. He wouldn't say that." But listen to this.
I guess he would.
Bill Gates came out the other day and talked about euthanasia, and he says, "We can't afford the high cost of medical treatment." Basically saying what the Pope said, just not quite as directly. And Bill Gates was saying this. Now, I want you to just keep that in mind. Let me read to you from this document in AZ Free News. And they talk about what's called Vision Zero, 15-minute cities. And it says, we want to eliminate all traffic fatalities by restructuring roads to diminish car usage. We're going to greatly reduce the amount of cars on the road, blah, 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 blah. And what we're going to do is we're going to create pedestrian walkways, bike lanes. And by the way, the city of Scottsdale has already recently approved a road diet in this fashion. So Scottsdale's signing on to this crap, too. So listen to my logic here. We've got two leaders, one secular, one religious, that are basically saying we can't afford to take care of people with health care costs. And they're Fabian socialists, which says if you don't add more to society than you take out, we should do away with you. That's Herbert Spencer, one of the five pillars of modern sociology. And so we have that on the record here. Now we have this. Here's what they're saying. Bike lanes, no cars, pedestrian, refuge islands, and walkways. What about people that are immobile? How are they going to get around? If Uber can't pick them up or deliver their groceries, what are they going to... Well, I can tell you why. This is conspicuously absent from this planning. So those of you that don't want to believe the Pope doesn't think this and Bill Gates is not directly inferring this, you better wake up.
That's right. You know, people in Nazi Germany, well, before it was actually quite Nazi Germany, but 1936, Aktion T4... Action Tiergarten 4 was the beginning of the euthanasia of the ill and the infirm. And, you know, we started to see this rolled out here in the United States with the deputy sheriff's departments going to these ill and infirm homes of the youth and the elderly, giving everybody their, you know, their COVID shot. So to tie in more to this, 40,000 Canadians euthanized this year, I believe, due to MAID, or was it something assisted suicide. Man. Yeah, they're just going to off you. And I might have been wrong with something I stated there, in the, you know, several years ago. You know, if you don't take the shot, they're going to give you another injection. It'll be a lead injection in the back of the head. Well, I mean, that's still very possible.
Well, yeah, well, you're right.
But I think maybe they'll just give you another shot.
Let me jump into that real quickly here. You're absolutely right, John. The World Economic Forum, Biden signed an illegal treaty by executive order with the World Health Organization. And all he has to do is declare an emergency, and the World Health Organization will control everything with health care. And they can lock you down, they can make you take the vax, they can have you thrown in jail if you don't comply.
They can feed you through a guillotine under ICD-9.
Explain that to the audience. They may not know what ICD-9 is.
ICD-9 is a billing codices for medical billing globally and worldwide. And within this codices, ICD-9, you can look it up, it's... execution via guillotine is a preferred source of operation, I guess. Yeah. You know, along with gas and all kinds of other stuff.
Well, I got information on the guillotine and gas. I've covered this for some time. Back, 10, 11 years ago, about 10 or 11 years ago, Georgia, their state government, imported several hundred guillotines. I don't know if you remember that or not. A lot of us made a big deal about it. But also, too, the same year, FEMA imported poison gas used in the death camps in Nazi Germany for the Jews, and they got it from Brazil. And I published the work order for the importation. That's on the commonsenseshow.com.
And interestingly enough, to add to this as well, I mean, you have Monsanto's buying out Bayer, right? Bayer, a pharmaceutical company, which is generally the, you know, Bayer aspirin, right? A painkiller. And not only that, but an NSAID, you know, things for blood coagulation as well. But the thing is, a poison company buys out a pharmaceutical company. Something just ain't right there. It's, you know, kind of like you're saying with the gas and the guillotines, all these other things, you know, and not only that, I mean, I guess I've heard a few stories here over the past couple of months where people were prescribed their medication and they were taking their prescribed medication. And, well, somewhere, somehow along the line, a fentanyl pill made its way amongst the medication that the person was taking. And they died. You know, this...
Well, we're already allowing 100,000 Americans plus to die each year of our fentanyl poisoning because we have open borders.
Right. Man, I never thought in a million years the country, United States of America, the country I was born, raised in, a citizen of, families done and fought almost every conflict this country's ever been in since 1776, would have ever come to the point for which it is now. I mean, let alone the debauchery. You know, and you know what I'm talking about. This inside-out stuff that they're pushing upon the nation and the, you know, children in the indoctrination centers.
Yeah, you're right. My pastor had a good statement in church on Sunday. He said, ground zero for Satan's influence in our society starts with the kids. He's absolutely right.
True.
Drag queens and all the other nonsense.
Yep.
Yet Congress is fine with that. They won't legislate against it. They won't defund the federal support of this. But see, that's why I want to start a, you know, toss them all movement with the incumbents and the GOP for the primaries, because they could be stopping Biden in his tracks by blocking spending, and they refuse to do it.
That's right. You know, and I wanted to add to another thing of the spending we didn't mention a little bit ago when you were going through the litany of lists of reasons and how and why they're going about this. I want to mention Alejandro Mayorkas and his southern border, you know, allowing them to cut the Constantino wire, allowing them to flood in, and allowing the buses. You know, I would assume them buses aren't electric. I assume they run on diesel fuel. I would assume it would cost money to fill said buses, hauling these people deep into the country. And not only that, the airplanes that fly them as well. Yeah, all that funding needs to be completely squashed, cut, gotten rid of, nixed. We still haven't gotten our taxes, by the way. It's been five months. We've been waiting for our tax return. I would assume that probably lines Zelensky's pocket, I would imagine, or paid somebody to stay in a hotel room a few nights over down there along the southern border. But, you know, and even to that effect, you know, I mean, look, we're not extremely well-to-do. We're just average human beings, okay? I mean, we're slipping because the government is not giving us the money that we should be receiving for paying in, right? But they're giving it away for foreign illegal
wars. Well, they know they're going to take it anyway with CBDC. Invaders.
Well, you're right. That absolutely, that as well. You know, I mean, there's a... I can't remember. I want to say it was Cotton... Oh, boy. I don't want to get it wrong, but I'm just going to take a stab in the dark. I want to say it was Costco's. And they're starting to do palm scanning for the blood vessels in your palm of your hand to purchase food at their stores.
That is so satanic of them, isn't it?
Oh my God, yes. It's unbelievable. I mean, yeah. we need Christ to come in and overturn the money changers' tables immediately, please. Christ, please.
Well,
there's a few tables where they need turned.
My church has several campuses throughout Phoenix, and so we have to drive into the city to go. And they have doubled the number of baptisms they've done in the last 3 years. And it's a big church.
I've heard that.
And that's good. I mean,
that's good.
People, this is the key to waking up, and the only salvation we're going to have, unless you want to go right to tribulation, in my humble opinion, is to get on bended knee, ask for forgiveness, embrace the word of God, and then follow, and God may lift his judgment, and we might see some miracles, but that's what it's going to take. We're past the point of no return for a political solution.
That's right. I agree with that 100%.
Why am I then doing the tossthemall.com? Very quickly, John, the reason why is because we might get some short-term changes because of the pressure. Hey, my friend, we are flat out of time. Tell people how they can follow your good work.
Yes, I do a broadcast every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1 at revolution.radio, Studio A.
Sounds good, man. Hey, great show from your perspective today. I appreciate you coming
Thanks,
on,
Dave.
Being so well-versed in so many topics, and we'll do it again soon. Thanks, John.
Godspeed.